First story is by Jordan Ramirez. She's in 11th grade over at Sherman Indian High School, and she put together a story about Ronald Tabor, who was born July 21st, 1937, and passed on just in March 7th, 2021. And her story about Ronald Tabor starts with a quote here. "When one is introduced to the waves of the sea in their amber glow of the sunset and the depth of the dark blue, it is hard for one to forget its beauty." Ronald Tabor was born on July 21st, 1937 in St. John's, Michigan. He spent his youth on his family farm and eventually decided to move with his brothers to California. Tabor and his brothers enjoyed seeing every single scenic route on their way to Riverside, California. He loved his family and loved to go fishing, which inspired many fun and happy memories in the outdoors. He was a generous man with a big heart. He would go Christmas tree hunting with his granddaughter and decorate the tree together while listening to music and eating cookies. He joined the Navy and became a radioman third class. Tabor served in the Navy for 5 years, and he fought in the Korean War. The Korean War was known as the Forgotten War, which split Korea into two occupation zones, North Korea and South Korea. The North was under communist rule while the U.S. advised the South. The battles were intense like no other, and it became a constant struggle of claiming an official border between the North and the South. In the end, both sides agreed to have the border become the 38th parallel. Ronald Tabor received the China Service Medal, a medal awarded to those who performed well during operations in China, Chinese territorial waters, or contiguous ocean areas. Some stories and memories passed down were about his time as a radio man in the Navy. One of those stories was he secretly played cribbage in his room because he was bored. When he played the game, he had to quickly hide it when someone would knock. Tabor and his crew also crossed the equator in a submarine one time, and it was a great experience. He and his crew were treated nicely by the Australians. The Australians would buy them drinks as a thank you for being in Australia. Tabor was among the first Americans to be back in Australia since World War II. After Ronald Tabor retired, he continued to pursue the passions he loved, and he spent his last year surrounded by the love of his family. Unfortunately, Ronald Tabor passed away on March 7th, 2021, and was buried at the Riverside National Cemetery. That was a story about Ronald Tabor, veteran buried at the cemetery, written by Jordan Ramirez from Sherman Indian High School.